Shichav Gimel Ksuvos Yud Ches Keshvan Haytov Shemem Beis, November 15, 1981, on Sunday. Continue. Gimel Ksuvos continued. Tezayin Keshvan Haytov Shemem Beis, November 13, 1981, Friday. Continued.
Will Rashi use that expression every time that the mother mentions the Isa Yehud, the Gemara is saying that? What is it?
The
who was the Siach? Yeah, the Yehuda, But then he doesn't take reference to the case where she was in Yiddish. Well, Misyachit, there was Misyachit. Here we are talking of the case where it's Pierce and Middle. And it's Loi Boal, Milas Mitzvah. So then there is an Isa Yehud. So why does Rashi have to say, with the Monim Zeim Zeh? Here's an Isa Yehud. The Monim Zeim Zeh. But apparently, Rashi agrees with the Shite of the Raivet. There is a machleket between the Raivet and the Rosh. Now, Baal Bish the Nidah, there is no Isa Yehud. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Flamed, I think, so mentions a story that a certain Zduki asked one of the Chachomim, I think, Abue. So he said, you push him, so you allow a husband to be Misyachim with his wife while she's a Nidah. Eish b'neres v'loy tivra. So he said, Yitzuga v'sheshach. So there is no Isa Yehud. The question is, the Ravet Shite is that since there is a loch of Suka Bashishana, that there is no Isa Yehud Baal Bishti Nido, so in Mele, it doesn't make any difference whether it's Boale or not Boale. Suka Bashishana, there is no Isa Yehud. She's his wife already. So even though it's Pirsan Nido before the last mitzvah, so there is no Isa Yehud. But, so the Ravet says, in the daytime, he's allowed to be misyachid in the Kohen, even though she spills on Yidol before Pilas Mitzvah. But there is a special Takonis Chachomim. Since it's Yitzchak Tokvei, she was spills on Yidol before Pilas Mitzvah, so mainly he requires Shmire, and the Ravet says he requires two Shmires. The Kohen of the Ravet, who Yoshin bin Anoshin, v'ishtei Yishenu bin Anoshin, means that we need two shomrim. In other words, he has to take a cotton and to sleep with him, and the kale has to, if it's in the same house, if it's in different houses, tachaya, but if it's in the same house, so one shmir is not enough. Let's say if it's in the same house, and she'll take a ktana and sleep with a ktana, the younger sister, so it will still be awesome for him to sleep in the same house, but it requires another shmir. And in the daytime, we don't require any shmir according to the Rashi. Now, that's the sheet of the Rashi. The sheet of the Rashi is that when the Braisa says, "Hu Yoshin bin Anoshin, Ve'ishte Yishenu bin Anoshin," so it means oi, because vov has two meanings. Vov can be in the Chaber and vov can be in the Chalik. Sometimes vov has the meaning of end, and sometimes vov has the meaning of or. So in other words, according to the Rosh, who Yoshin bin Anoshi, or Ishti Yishin bin Anoshi. So either or is enough. In other words, if a little girl sleeps with the Kale, so then he can sleep in the same house by himself, because there is no Yichud, because there is a little girl sleeping with the Kale. Or if there is a little boy sleeping with the Chos, so he doesn't need any other shmir. So because the shita of the Rosh is that the heter of Sukkah Bashishani is only after Bilas Mitzvah. But before Bilas Mitzvah, there is no heter of Sukkah Bashishani. Machine killing. So now, so according to the Rosh, there is no special din. There is no special din. There is no special din at night. According to the Rav, there is a special aloch at night. In the daytime, he doesn't require any shmeh. But yichud, baal bishne is mutav yichud. That's a double portion. So even before the last mitzvah, so he's mutav yichud. But at night, there is a special thing. It's nothing to do with the Yisra yichud. As far as the Yisra yichud is concerned, if there is a little girl sleeping with the countess, so there is no yichud. Yichud means by themselves. But it's a special zeir. It's a special zeir. And they require two shiras. And the daytime, no shir. That's the shita of the Rosh is that it means all, and there is no difference between the day and the night. In other words, it means that it was a miracle. There are some Rishayim who say that they are both halachas. There are some Rishayim who are saying halachas. And it seems that the Pesach of the Ramo is that way. In other words, that in the daytime there is a Nisan Yichud, but in the nighttime, one Shmir is not enough. He requires two Shmirs. He requires two Shmirs. So apparently, Rashi Shite is like the Raivet. That's why Rashi says, Vuhu Yoshe, Vinamonim Zeim Zeh. All of a sudden, Vinamonim Zeim Zeh. There is a Nisan Yichud. The answer is, Rashi apparently agrees with the Shita of the Raivet. There is no Nisan Yichud, because of Sukkah Vashishani. But in the night time, it requires two Shmires. Why two Shmires? Let one Shmire be enough. So Rashi says that in the morning, there is a special thing. What? Rashi explains that on the basis of his Chabur, even though the Gemara at the end says Hashem Rosis Lohocher, so the evil bear of Shabbos Name, Mishum Zeir Hashem Yishcha Benei. But that's Derech of Rashi. Rashi many times, when he explains the Mishnah, or he explains the Braise, so in the Mishnah he'll explain the Mishnah according to the Havamin of the Gemara, even though the Maschon of the Gemara is something else. That's the Derech of Rashi. So, Loi Mitzoye Mishabbos. Loi Mitzoye Mishabbos. We come with Rashi. Now let's see. Let's see the Rabbi Nissim, an hour ago. Rishim Kubetzes mentions Rishim Kubetzes. I think that Rabbi Nissim mentions it very briefly. Now, Now, before we proceed with the Ram, so I want to mention that there are three shittes in regard to this. The Rif in Broches mentions the shittes again that Aveles called Shivo is the Raise. Where do we find the Torah? By Yasli Ovi, Evel Shivas Yom. Mentioning the Torah in connection with Yaakov. The Tzeis said, by Yasli Ovi, Evel Shivas Yom. So Shivas, Yimei Aveles is Midrash, according to him. Then the Rib is Chelka. And the Rib says that Shivas, Yimei Aveles is not the Raise. But one, and the Ramak Shit is like the Rib. But one thing the Rib concedes to the game, the first day is the Raise. According to the Gaining, so all Shivas Yimei Aveles is the Raise. According to the Rif and the Rambam, only the first day is the Raise. Not the other days of the Shivas Yimei Aveles. Now, the Shita of the Raise is even more. The sheet of the Ma'ariv, you know, there is a virus of shame of shloshim. We got the spirits and guilt. Now the Gemara in Kotlin, the Swab, I think, learns it out from the pasuk. So all the other shame say it's nasmach. It's a nasmach. But the Ma'ariv chicken is it's not a nasmach. Since the Gemara learns it out from the pasuk shloshim, so the male is midraisit. So according to the Ma'ariv, the abilities of Shloshim, the abilities of the spirits is midraisit. According to all the other Shemim, so abilities of Shloshim is certainly Rambam. But again, say that abilities called Shimu is midraisit. According to the Rishon Rambam, abilities of Rishon is midraisit. The Shita of the Rishon, Rambam also, Rambam has both Rishonim. So, has two Rishonim. And the Shita of the Ri and the Balatensis is that even Avelis Yimlishim is only Rambam. So, the Rambam as the Kashi, now, according to the Rif in the Rambam, that Avelis Yimlishim is the Raise, so it's only the Raise if the Kvure took place on the same day as the Yimlishim. In other words, if the Mess, the Nifta, was buried on the same day that he died, so for the balance of the day, he is mechuye bin avilas midraise. But suppose the mess was niftar on one day and the kvura takes place on the second day, so then it's not midraise. Avilas yimlishi is the raise provided that it's yom nise and yom kvur. So he has the kashe yim teima vo yom nise u kvur em mechaye va avilas de raise ki si svoras agirim zal. וכי משכן, יכעס לשמחה שמי המשתה, שאינו אלו מדרבונון, וידח יעבים לסדי רייסה. So how can שמחה שמי המשתה ותיזום מדרבונון, בידי חבל את רייסה? And the game say, that אין החנמה, suppose someone is killed as may say beyond the chain. So the game themselves say, then he has to start the Avelis, the new Avelis immediately. We don't pass like that. We pass in that if somebody is Kever Esmei Sei Viseicha Regel, or is Kever Esmei Sei Yontef Sheini, so then he starts the Avelis, the new Avelis, actually, Mitzoye Yontef Sheini. Mitzoye Yontef Sheini. But the Yontef Sheini is there in the minion. But again, say, that if somebody is Kever Esmei Sei Yontef Sheini, so he starts the Shiva and on the chain. Why? Because Avelis is the Raise. Avelis Raise. Whether Avelis coaching is the Raise or Avelis Yimlishin is the Raise. But if the Yemise and the Kvure is on the chain, so then even according to the Rif and the Rambam, so it's the Raise day. So according to the Gemi, he starts the Avelis and on the chain. Why? Because Yom Tev Sheni, Yom Tev of the Rabbanon, the Simcha, and Yom Tev Sheni is the Rabbanon. The Avelis, Yom Rishin or Kol Shivu is the Raise. So also Avelis the Raise, Vidachye, Yom Tev Sheni is the Rabbanon. So the male, yes, according to the game, that Avelis Yom Rishin is the Raise, and the Ram assume that when the Gemara says, Machisi es Ames Lechad, es Ames Lechad, ves Echos ves Akao Lechubah, so, Ubeyo Bilas Mitzvah Uperis, And then we have the Kvure of the Nifta. So that means we don't postpone the Kvure for the next day. The law says, the Tzam say, that when the Braise says, Machnis is ames l'cheder, zachos is akalo l'chupe, ubeo du'as mitzvah u'peireis, so that means, and the Kvure has to be postponed for the next day. So the Mele, it will not be Yem Rishe, Yem Nise u'kvura. So it will be in the Rabbah. But we cannot have the Kvura the same day as there is. We cannot have the Kvura the same day as the Nisuin. Because then it will be the Raisa, so it will be the Avelis. This is what the Rosh says. There are some Rishonim explaining that way. But the Rambam assumes, no, that when it says, Machnis is Ames Lechever, Vesachos Vesakawa Lechupe, Ubeil Vesnitzel Peiris, so it doesn't mean that we postpone the Kvura for the next day. But as soon as as the wedding took place and he was bailed to last mitzvah, even though it's still the same day, so he had the kumah. So then the Gemara says, so the kasha is, if it's on the same day as the nisa, so how can the shiva sime amishte be deich and aveles? Shiva sime amishte is the rabbonon, and aveles sime vishin is the reise. So that aveles sime vishin that is the reise be deich. The shiva sime amishte is the rabbonon. So the Rama gives the teretz. The Rama gives the teretz that just as aveles sime vishin is the reise, so simche for a chosin in the first day of the shiva sime amishte is also the reise. Because of the person Isha Ashirin, Biyim Chasunose, Biyim Sim Chasnibe, even though, I mean, there it has reference to the Matar, but since it's emotional, I mean, the relationship between the Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is analogous to the relationship between the Chosin and the Kaleh, and the Posik emphasizes Biyim Chasunose, Biyim Sim Chasnibe, so that's a riot that by real Chosin the Kaleh, so it's also, he has a special status in the Raisi. So Simchas Choson, the first day of the Shiva Sime Amishti is the Raisa. That's why the Averes cannot be deich, the Shiva Sime Amishti. But most Rishayim hold the Shiva Sime Amishti, including the first day, is only the Rabbonon. And the Ramshit is also like that. So he has the Kashe, V'intema v'yemise u'kura v'chai v'amele d'raisi k'esvara sagenu, v'chim shechem v'chasi Simchas Sime Amishti shenom d'Rabbonon, v'dach y'avele d'raisi, lach kushi. The best masculine like a double material is Shemal Taisi. So he says, even though the Aveva Simrish, when the Kvura takes place on the same day as the Misa, on the same day as the wedding, so the Aveva Simrish, the Raise, still the Raise says that make Shiva Simra Mishke, Vakach make Shiva Aveva is, why is it distinguishable? Why is it distinguishable from the case of Kaveras Mesa the Antefshemi, the game you say that he starts a new Gavavelas and Antefshemi because the Avelas the Raisa of Yimrishin is Deche, the Yontef the Rabbonon, here the Avelas the Raisa of Yimrishin should be Deche, the Yontef the Rabbonon of Shinsim Amishte, including the first day, which is also only the Rabbonon, a Konveran, Nakla Drama. So he says, the Chachomim Moreke or the Mitzvah Avelas. Now we see here a very big Chiddush. Now, so, it's yesh kiyah v'chachonim akadomot nateir or b'shev al taisa. But Averes involves certain kumvaseis isur. Let's say, an ovul teichshivo is not allowed to be rechitz. An ovul teichshivo is not allowed to wear shoes. That's kumvasei, that's not shev al taisa. They are shev al taisa, like kriyas amito, atifas orosh. There are certain things that are kumvasei. But there are most of the nihukim of Averes are b'shev al taisa. I mean, Arisumim become Vasei, like Nila Sasanda. I mean, Arisumim become Vasei. So, in other words, the Kiyum is Bishabal Taise. He has to refrain from washing. He has to refrain from wearing shoes. So that's the Kumbasei. So when he does wear the shoes, and here when the Braise says, Neikshi is in Amishte, so what does it mean? Neikshi is in Amishte, and he will not wear shoes during the Amishte. So it means he'll wear shoes, he'll be Reichens, he'll be Soch, he'll do everything. So he'll be either Isurim of Averes, Bikum Vasei, and then Kiyavir Chachomim, Lakadobo, Minatoro, Bikum Vasei. Now, the Gemara, there is a Braise in Misaches Moches. There is a Braise in Misaches Moches. And it's really, the Aloche is mentioned in Mitkot also. So, but in Misaches Moches, it's mentioned more explicit. But the same Aloche is really mentioned in Mitkot, that if somebody was sitting at a barbershop, he was sitting at a barbershop, taking a haircut, and then as he was taking a haircut, somebody comes over to him and says, Mesavicha, and he's in the midst of the haircut, and to get off the barber's chair, you know, so we'll not be dignified, we'll not be nice, it will be very embarrassing. So, in the midst of the haircut, so the halacha is that he can finish the haircut. Why? Because Kovid Abrius is Deicha Yisrael. So the question is, according to the Rabbi, that Avil Shoishi, with Gabi Gilz, with his parents, Is the Reise, how can Kommet Abreus be Leichen Reise? So the answer is, according to the Reise, the Abreus co-creation with Abigius with Spirits in the Reise, or the Kenny, that Abreus co-shivo is in the Reise, or the Riff in the Ramba, that Abreus in Rishon, the Rishon, the Rishon, is in the Reise, in the Reise, the Amor is so in the Reise. What does the Torah say? The Amor is so in the Reise. As a matter of fact, the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, mentions the mitzvah of Abeles Yemrishin Yemisel Kvuro. He says it's implicit in the mitzvah of Lo Yitam. What's Lo Yitam? Lo Yitam implies that if let's say, that when the Kayan suffers a bereavement of the Shisho Kreli, Amiron Batero, Ovi, Imei, Ochi, Achei Seisho, Ohiso Nesu Elish, Ishtei, Okay, so then, or Bnei, or Bite, that's the Shisha Kreivi. So he's Mechuyev to be Mitan. He's Mechuyev. Maise b'yese b'akein, sh'meise olo v'ishte, b'yad of Pesach, v'yrotzo mitamei, v'kofo yese b'achom. So it's a mitzvah, it's a chayv to be Mitan. So the Rambam says, the mitzvah Raveles that is incumbent upon every Jew, whether he's a Kayan, or a Yisroel, a non-Kayan, so is implicit in the mitzvah of Mitan. What is Averus to do with the mitzvah of Loitame? The answer is, the mitzvah of Loitame is a mitzvah of giving kovet to them. We see that it's a mitzvah of kovet, because the Shiva Saramba means that the mitzvah of Loitame applies only to a Kayan, but not to Israel. A Kayan who is not allowed to be mitame himself to another man, is a stranger. So we obviously mean, we ochri lachense, we noyum bite. So he is mechuyev to be mitam. Mashein kein, if he is not a kein, so he is allowed to be mitam himself, to any mess as much as he wants. So he is not mechuyev. He is not mechuyev to be mitam himself with him. What's the pshat? So in other words, the mitzvah of lo yitamei implies a mitzvah of chiluk kehun. So in other words, why? Because the mitzvah is a mitzvah of giving kovet to the mitzvah. And what kind of kovet is it? So dafke, because it involves chiluk kehune. Because in respect to another mess, he's not allowed, he's allowed to raise. So to do that, which is chiluk kehune, that's the kovet to the mess. So essentially, the mitzvah of lo yitame is a mitzvah of giving kovet. Since it's a mitzvah of giving kovet, so when does it constitute kovet? That came when the Kayan does it. But when Yisrael does it, it's not kovet. He's allowed to be mitame himself to every mess. So the Mele, he doesn't constitute kovet the fact that he's mitame himself with Kriv or Mamuram with him. So the Mele, since the essence of the mitzvah of Lord Mitame is kovet to the mess, so the Mele, I didn't bring the Beyerts. The successor on the diet. Mitzvah Lamezayin. Ki shenitztavu ha-keyanim shenitamu mikrevim ha-nizkorim batero. Ki ba'avu shemono ma'akosov lo nitamu lemes lichveido vihita lehem lo nitamu mikrevim shemo yachshivu she'ashuz biyodom vimrotso lo nitamu yitamu vimrotso lo yitamu goza lehem zero vichiv aleim chiv v'omre yisale v'yizborach shmei lo yitamu yitamu lachese ולוש נספרו, לא יתאמי מצווה, לא ירוצו יתאמי מתאמי סבר כוח, ומה זה בניס בקיין שמייסו איש דיבר הפסח, הוא ירוצו יתאמי לו, ודוחו חכומי מתאמור בעל כוח, וזה בעצמי הוא מצווה סעיבר, כלים הכל איש מישראל, כי חייב ויסבל על קריבו, כלים השישו מייסי מצווה, ולחזק חיוב זה, ביר איסי מכיין, שהוא מוזר לאטומה, שיתאמי על קורפונים כשור ישראל, כדי שיסור איש דין לאבלס, וכבר יסבויה, שהאבלס עם ראשי דרייסי. So the mitzvah of lo yitame is a mitzvah of kovet. And that implies a mitzvah of giving kovet that by keyanim, by chil kone, and by Israelim, keyanim and Israelim, by observing Abeles. So that constitutes kovet, tribute to the mess. So the essentially, with Raisi, the chiyuv of Abeles is a chiyuv zalos. It's chiyuv zalos. But, There are all kinds of new Himavaveras. All kinds of new Himavaveras. So that's only external manifestations of the Avera Shebelev. I mean, the Avera Shebelev has to manifest itself externally. Externally. Not that he will, in his heart, he'll be overwhelmed with gloom and sadness, and externally he'll start dancing and jumping and singing. So in other words, if there are no external manifestations, so then it negates the kingdom of Aveles Belev. But essentially, Aveles is a chris alvoves. The same thing is true of Samach B'chagecho. Samach B'chagecho essentially is a chris alvoves. But in Simcha L'Bosor and Simcha L'Yayin, these are only external manifestations, but essentially it's a chris alvoves. So conversely, so Aveles is a chris alvoves. Is a chris alvoves, but all the nihugim, refrain from Nisla Sasandal, from Rechitza, from Siche, and all the nihugim Aveles are only external manifestations. But that's Midraise. But Midrabonon, there is an Issa. Midraise, there is no Issa wearing shoes. But Midraise, if he wears shoes, and if he washes himself, he anoints himself, and he does everything to treat himself in the regular way, so that means he doesn't realize if the Avera Shebelev. So the Avera is B'Shev Al Tais, but with Rabbanon there is an Issa. So that's why the Gemara says, if he was told Meisa Vicho in the midst of the haircut, so he can finish it, because it will be Bizoye. It will be very embarrassing if he walk around like that, half a haircut. So the melee, So with Rabbanon, so why? Because because with Rabbanon there is an Issa of Nilas Asando. But with Raise, there is no Issa. With Raise, even the Hashem who says with Raise, it's only as an external manifestation of the Chiras Al-Bobins, of Avela Shebelev, of Avela Shebelev. So Mele, we can say, as far as Raise is concerned, we can say, L'Akadom L'Atir V'Shev Al-Taise, U'Fizeh, in Rol, in Sassi, in Gomes, in Simcha, in Kol, in Sayyei, Elo, in Echai, in Lassis, Maise, in Avela, in other words, so with Raise, there is no Issa Raise, but except if he will manage Bisameach, let's say he'll start dancing, then we'll be able to Issa Raise. Because since the Loi Tame implies a Chiyuv to be Nisabele, so it also implies an Issa Raise to Bisameach. But the other Niyogi, let's say like the Chitze Siche, Nilas Asandal, so they are not also. Mashiachin Simcha Mamish. That's an Issa Raise. Let's say a noble, Beyim Rishe, will give a concert. So then will be even an Issa Raise. And for that, Kovet Abrius will not be there. But as far as the other Yugi, which are not grounded in Simcha, so these are only required as external manifestations of the Avir Shabbat. Alright. So, Elishin Chayim Asim Aisha Shabbat, Vayim Shabbat Aisha. ואם תימא, הרי הגינו מומרו, וכי אבי יניסו וכבור את ידבשי מבינג ויאבלס, וכי משכן מומרו יצנו יניסה, לאקרי, הוכת וי, מיליון תבשייני, יש לימא, דהי תיימא, דהפירו, אמרינון, שיינג אבלס ואים אלף, דהב ומרייסה, אחרי הוכת ושור עם יאבלס, שורהם את רבונון, ואימא, ואם כן, מויהב הרצוף. In case of Yom Tev Sheni, so the Gemim say, that if Kedah Meis of Yom Tev Sheni, we don't even pass like that. But the Gemim say, so he has to start the new Gubat Reyes on Yom Tev Sheni. Because over there, so there will be continuity in the meaning of Aveles. He will start at Yom Tev Sheni. But Mashiach came here, if he'll say that Yom Tev, that Aveles in Rishi is the rice, so he should observe, just the first day, he should observe Aveles. And then it's not the Raise. So you have to observe Shiva Sina Mishte. So there will not be any continuity in the meaning of Shiva. So maybe in such a case, the Chachomim didn't want to be Mizake. That the Aveles, Yerushi, the Raise, should be Deiche, the Simcha, the Rabbonon of Shiva Sina Mishte. Because if they would be Mizake, so that would interrupt the continuity of the Yimei Aveles. So because of that, the Chachomim or Misakim, that the Shiva Simei Amishte should be continuous, and mele, and after that he should observe a continuous minyan of Shiva Sileyavis. Yes?
Rav Shiva gave us four why ability, Mishael Bar Tachan.
Yes.
According to the Goyim, you ask, how could Rabbanim do the battle,
Thank you.
Cheshvan Heitov Shin Mem Aleph, Heitov Shin Mem Beis, November 18th, 1981, on Wednesday.
Now I just want to mention, I said originally that all those, who have to take the Kinnis this Wednesday, but it was postponed for next Wednesday. I know the more and surely that we learned so far. So it will come today. Now, we left off at the Gemara of the Omama, Hu Yoshein Bin Anoshin, V'Yidin Sheino Bin Anoshin. Now, the Rashi, there seems to be, at least according to the Shinin Kubetzes, there seems to be a machlokes between Rashi and Tesis as to the significance of Bilas Mitzvah in this case of Hoyo Piti Opu, the Titri Tabuach, Nini Mozuk, who made Sobib Shal Hosno Yimo Shal Kawa, Machisis Hamesel Hegel, as a Hosn, as a Kawa, the Hupo, who bail Bilas Mitzvah repairs, the Ney Shiras in Yamishte, Bahakach, Ney Shiras in Yavet. Now I just want to mention that was discussed last year, that there was a machlokes between the Ritz Geyes and Rosh. Now, the Gemara says here, Yavki Omi Shal Chosno Yimu Shal Kawa. The Lek Yimdi Tov, Avu Yiv Chaloi. So what does it mean, Avu Yiv Chaloi? Suppose the Imo Shal Chosno died, or the Oviv Shal Kawa died, where there is no irretrievable loss. So then, this din doesn't apply. So according to the Ritz Geyes, in the case where Oviv shall Kala die, or Imo shall Chosin die, Imo shall Chosin, or Enoch and Achilles of the Chosin or the Kala die, so then the halacha is that we are given the mess immediately, and the chuppah is postponed till after the Shiva Sinyaviles, or perhaps till after Shlishi, you see. So at that point, there is a machlekes between the Raived and the Rambam. And the Raived and the Rambam. So according to the Rosh and the Rambam and the Raived, they all agree that if it's not Oviv Shal Chosin, not in Shal Kawa, it's in Shal Chosin, or Oviv Shal Kawa, or Enoch and Achilles, so then the halacha is that he cannot get married immediately. So then we don't say, Machnis Nesames L'Chedea, there's a chosin, there's a kala lechupa. But then we say that he has to be given the mess and he has to observe avelis. And postpone the chupa till after the avelis. But the question is, postpone till which after avelis? Till after the avelis of Shiva, or till after the avelis of Shleishi? Or till after the avelis of Shleishi? So, on that point there is a machlokes. According to the Rosh and the Raived, so we have to postpone it till after Shleishi. In other words, if Imi Shel Chosin died, or Oviv Shel Kala died, or a brother and sister died of the Chosin or the Kala, so then the halacha is we have to postpone the Chuppah, the Nisui, till after he counted the Avelis. Till after he counted which Avelis? Shive or Shleishi? So according to the Raived and the Rosh, till after he counted Shleishi. And because since there is no irretrievable loss, even though they made all the preparations, so, and the halacha is, one is not allowed to get married to Shleishi. So in this case too, even though they made all the preparations, but it doesn't involve such an irretrievable loss. So in Mele, the chuppah, the nisuin has to be postponed till after Shleishi. According to the Rambam, it has to be postponed till after Shiva, not till after Shleishi. So the Rambam shita is that in this case, well, even though he's losing the meal anyway, but after all, they were all got ready, so the melee, it will be very frustrating and very disturbing if they have to wait till after Shleishi. So after Shiva, according to the Rambam, so they allow to get married. Get married. And the Shochano, the Mechaber, and the Rambo, they pass like the Rambam. But that's the Shite of the Raived and the Rambam and the Rosh, and who agree that in the case where it's not a Shochos, not in a Shochalo, so then the Chuppah has to be postponed. The Machlekes between the Rambam and the Raived is postponed till when? So the Raived says postponed till after Shleishi, the Rambam postponed till after Shite. But the Shite of the Ritzgeis, and the Rosh says that the Rif Shite is also like the Ritzgeis, that in the case where Oviv shall Kalo die, or Imo shall Chosin die, or Enoch and Achriz die, so then Ifre means instead of Neik Shivas Yileyesh, Amish the first, and then Shivas Yileyabeles, so if the Oviv shall Kalo die, or Imo shall Chosin die, or Enoch and Achriz die, so then we say, Im Machnisin es Ames Lechedea, Ves a Chosin ves a Kalo Lechupo, וזכוס וזכאו ולחופו, ובייל בלס מיצו ופרש, ונאי הקשיבה סימי הבילס, והכך נאי הקשיבה סימי הבילס. But we don't pass like that. We pass like the Rambam. In other words, that if it's not only שחוס, it's not even שחלו, so then the chupa has to be postponed. Postponed till after Shiva. Now, that's one. Now we have to understand the Rashi. Now, even though Rashi doesn't spell it out, but the Shidduch Betzes is Midayik from Rashi and from Teisves the other way, and that's probably the Shite of Rashi and Teisves, even though it's not spelled out by Rashi or Teisves. Upeireis v'yigveru es ames liyat, v'chiver, v'cholol of chasino, havo li gabei ki regel, v'le asya aveles, v'chayle v'nei ekshives in amish. So the Shidduch Betzes is Midayik from Rashi in view of the fact that Rashi says, Kibu the cholol of chasino, ligabe the dibra masro of perech, so that means the reason as to why the chasino is hap, in other words, he acquires the shem chosin, is because he was beil bilas mitzvah. But suppose he wouldn't be beil bilas mitzvah, so then he couldn't be neik shiva simea mishke, because until bilas mitzvah, the shiva simea mishke don't begin. This is what the Shidduch Betzes said. What? Rashi doesn't spell it out. Maybe when Rashi says, the chidin, the whole of chasna. So, not because of Beil Glas Mitzvah, it's whole of chasna. Because it's whole of chasna because machnisin es achos mesakal lechupo. Not because of the Beil Glas Mitzvah. Because of the chupo. Because of the fact that the chupo took place before the kvura. So at the time of the Kvuro, he already had a Shem Chosin. But whether he is Beil Bilas Mitzvah or he is not Beil Bilas Mitzvah, so he still can start the Shiva Sina Mishte. First, he has to start the Shiva Sina Mishte first, and then Shiva Sina Beis. So this, the Shem Kobetsi says, this stays Shiva. According to Teisves, so the reason is why the Shiva Sina Mishte start first is because the chupe took place before the kvura. So Memele, at the time of the chupe, he was not mechuyev in the new gvaveles. Because the new gvaveles becomes incumbent upon the oval after the kvura. Prior to the kvura, there is no chiyuv of new gvaveles incumbent upon the oval. So Memele, so the moment when the chupe took place, and while the mess is still unburied, so he became mechuyev b'simcha. So the chupa initiated the regal of the chosin. The chupa initiated the regal of the chosin. And so even without Beil Bilas Mitzvah, suppose he wouldn't be Beil Bilas Mitzvah for some reason. He wouldn't be Beil Bilas Mitzvah. So the same aloha would apply of neik shirasim ha-mishteh v'hakach neik shirasim ha-mishteh. But why does the Braisa say Ubeil Bilas Mitzvah? So Teisves explains it because there is a special mitzvah in the Bia, in the first Bia after the Chuppah. So because of that, the Chachamim say that he's Mechuyev to be Beil Bilas Mitzvah before. So he's Mechuyev to be Beil Bilas Mitzvah before the Chuppah. But even if he wouldn't be Beil Bilas Mitzvah, the same aloha would apply according to this. According to Rashi, so what initiated Shiras Imam Mishteh? So is the Bilas Mitzvah. And suppose he wouldn't be bailed, for some reason, he wouldn't be bailed Bilas Mitzvah, even though the chuppah took place before the Kvorah of the Mess, so then he wouldn't be able to be made Shiras Imam Mishteh. Then he would have to be made Shiras Imam Mishteh, according to Rashi. How, where does Rashi say it? So Rashi doesn't spell it out, because Rashi says, V'chim d'cholol of chasen, havlikabe gereba. But maybe Rashi name means cholol of chasen on account of the chosen d'kalo l'chupo. But the answer is, since Rashi mentions in the Dibra Maschel l'pei reish, so it's mashma that the Beil Glas Mitzvah is the thing that initiates the Shiva Sinai Mishkeh. But if he wouldn't be Beil Glas Mitzvah, even though he would get married, he would have the chuppah before the Kvure, so then the Shiras Imam Mishteh would be. So this is what Shimon Kubetzer says in Dayik from Roshon of Rashi, and it's a very strong deal. Upeireish, v'yigvur esames miyad, dechiven, dechol of chasano. Why? What do we call of chasano? The chasano is chal. Naturally, the chasano took place. We call the chasano. We call the wedding, we call the chasano. But he doesn't mean the chasano. He means as we could, in view of the fact that the Shem Chosn was Chalani. Chol of Chasna means that the Gavre, the husband, acquired the Shem Chosn. If he acquired the Shem Chosn, so Memele, it's his regal. So relative to the Chosn, it's his regal. So it's like Kim amazing regal. But regal is a regal for Kol Yisrael. This is the regal of the Chosn. So Memele, the Chim, the Chol of Chasna. Because the moment he was veiled to as mitzvah, so the Shem Chosn was chal on him, Mimele he became a chuyah v'simche, so it's his regel, Havel l'gavei k'regel, so it's like Akiva Meisig regel, so then Aveles doesn't start. Aveles doesn't start in the regel. So here too, the Aveles cannot start. But he has to be made, Shiva Sinai Mishteh. V'l'asi Aveles, v'chayle, v'nei Shiva Sinai Mishteh. Now, so the question is, so this is what is, but suppose for some reason this wouldn't take place, there wouldn't be Bilas Mitzvah before the Kvore, even though the Chuppah did take place before the Kvore, then he couldn't be Neik Shiras Imam Mishteh, the very beginning, because he would be a noble. Then the Abeles would be Chal. So it is the Bilas Mitzvah that initiates Shiras Imam Mishteh. So then, and then you'll see it in another Shem too. The Ramban in Tiras Odom says the same thing, that the Bilas Mitzvah initiates the Shiras Imam Mishteh. So then you should follow that if there is no Bilas Mitzvah, the Shiras Imam Mishteh don't start. He doesn't even have a Shem Chosn, so he couldn't say Shema Brachas. I mean, no one is Chetchesh for this Shite. I mean, many times when the Kala is Pierce Nido immediately after the Chuppah, or many times when the Kala is Pierce Nido a few days before the chuppah, but the chuppah is still held. So, and we have Shema Brachas. I mean, no one ever passed it that if the kala happens to be in Nido at the time of the chuppah or immediately after the chuppah, so we should postpone the Shema Brachas until she becomes stable. I mean, no one ever mentioned that. But according to Rashi Shiten, Ramban says the same thing. You see, Rashi doesn't spell it out. The Shem Kubetzes is regarding from Rosh Rashi. But the Ramban Tiras Odom spells it out, and he says, the reason as to why he is Beil Glas Mitzvah, because without Beil Glas Mitzvah, so he couldn't be Neik Shiras Imam Mishteh. He wouldn't even become a Chosn. So Bimele, he would become a noble, and he would have to observe the Shiras Imam Aveles, all the Yehudim Aveles. So, how is it that many times when the Kala is in Ido, and the Chuppah, and we still follow up the Shiras Imam Mishteh, I mean, and with Shelah Brachas, I mean, the regular way, which is not even Chosn. So that's one question. All right, but let's forget it for a minute. But the Shem Kubetzer says, and the Ramban spells it out, that the Bilas Mitzvah initiates the Shiras Imam Mishteh. And without the Bilas Mitzvah, he doesn't even have Shem Chosn. Teisves, the Shem Kubetzer says, is Chelik. And Teisves says that it's not necessary to have a Bilas Mitzvah in order to initiate to initiate the Shiva Sina Mishke. He acquires Hashem Chosin the moment he scans the color of hope. Whether there is a Bilas Mitzvah, there is no Bilas Mitzvah, so he still has to be made Shiva Sina Mishke, but Hakach Meir Shiva Sina Mishke. So then the question is, so Tesis was bothered by the problem. Why does the price say, Beil Bilas Mitzvah Perez? And let's say, and even if we are going to say, even if we are going to say that the name is Mutar B'tach Mishanitah, most Hashem say that the name is Osa B'tach Mishanitah. The Rambam Shit is that the name is Mutar B'tach Mishanitah. But in this case, when the price says Beil Bilas Mitzvah Perez, it doesn't mean he has a heta to be Beil Bilas Mitzvah. He is Mechuyev to be Beil Bilas Mitzvah. So usually according to Rashi, he is Mechuyev to be Beil Bilas Mitzvah, because without the Bilas Mitzvah, he wouldn't be able to celebrate Shiva Sima Amish. But according to Teisa Shite, that the Bilas Mitzvah does not introduce the Shiva Sima Amish. So the Shiva Sima Amish are introduced anyway. So why is it a Chuyev to be the Bilas Mitzvah? If, according to most Mishayim, the name is also the Tash Mishamito, so it should be written by Osash. And even if an enemy is Mutter, but here, it's a Chiyu. Why? And then something else. Even according to the Rambam, that a name is also Mikash Mishamito, that means, let's say, if somebody is a name before the Kura Sameh, so he's Muta Mikash Mishamito according to the Rambam. But there is no doubt that the first Bile, after the Nisuin, that is certainly Osa. Right. And the value is from but the price in Sechas Moches, the thesis mentions, Abu Yifchaloi. So thesis says, Maise Shemese Ishti Shalise Bakir, Roma Lachis of Misakores, Tziu Palisik Meyachisik, Vahav Bechim Libo Aleo Azman Merubo, Maiz Man Merubo Shrei Sheyei, Michlau Mikitzo Tichlau, Tichlame, Vitech Shivo Badai Osa, Kidimuchacho. So Umash Omer Misakores, Lohoyo Zeknisa, Ushiduchi Baal. So that means the case of Akeen, so was Nisei, his sister-in-law, his wife's sister, after Shiva. He was Nisei. But we bore Leo till after Shleishi. Meilom Leshamamu that the Nobel Tech Shleishi is also Mikash Mishamito. There is no, that's not one of the Nihugim of Shleishi, that's one of the Nihugim of Shiva, not Shleishi. So, Monepshech, what kind of a din is it? The answer is, here, it would be the first beer after the Nisui. So that marks the consummation of the marriage. It's not just Tash Mishamito. Now, a noble Techleishim is certainly also to be Nesi Amishim. That goes without saying. But here, the Chachonim were mattering because of the Bonim Ktanim, in order that the little children should not remain unattended. So it was only necessary to be Mati of the Nisui, but not the consummation of the Nisui. So the Mele, even according to the Rambam, that an enemy is Mutar Tash Mishamito, but here we have to resort to a special heter. And so Vishwami according to Rashi, understand? Because without the Bilas Mitzvah, so the Shiva Sina Amishte wouldn't even start. But according to Teisves, even if Teisves Shita would be like the Rambam, which is not Mistaba, because most Meshayim are that the name in general is Mutar B'tash Mishamito, is Mutar B'tash Mishamito, but here we should be Osea, because here it would be the first B after the Nisuin, and the first B after the Nisuin we see is Osea, is Osa Kol Shleishi, and that, certainly, I mean, why? Because it marks the consummation of Nisuin. Everybody agrees that an Enen is not allowed to get married, so somebody's an Enen, and then he'll decide, he'll get married. He didn't plan the wedding, but he'll just decide before the Kvure of the disease, he'll get married. Of course the Rambam will be made in Isosel. Isosel. So here, the first B after the Nisuin is like the Nisuin itself, and that is her, should be Osel for a regular wedding. But here, it's not only that it's not Osea, it's Mechuyev to be the Yodos Mitzvah. So according to Rashi, it's Mechuyev. Why is it Mechuyev? Because without the Yodos Mitzvah, the Shiva Sina Mishle wouldn't even start. But according to Teisves, the Shiva Kobetzes is Medalit, So the Shiva Siyam Mishnah would start anyway. So why does it have to be Be'emras Mitzvah? Let it be. Let the Dalai Baisa say, Machis is a mess with Hebe, a mess of Hosses, a cow with Hupo. We need Shiva Siyam Mishnah, Kachne, Shiva Siyam Mishnah. We call it Snayomi, who Yoshi Mila Noshi. No, there is a special Allah. Why? According to Rashi, because otherwise the whole thing will be impossible. The Shiva Siyam Mishnah won't even begin, but according to Tesis. So if this is why Tesis explains Bilas Mitzvah, Kogolei Bilas Mitzvah, Mishin Yechsiv Ki Bilayim Bilayim Chisayim. We are living on the issue of the rest is Gris, El Mishay Yisrael Yisrael Kli, Val Dikach Midlakta, U Boyli De Pio Yom Rivio, U Lhoche Kogolo Li Bilo Mishin No Bilas Mitzvah. So it's not only Tesis tries to explain why is it called Bilas Mitzvah. No, Tesis is trying to explain why is it Mechuyeh to be Be'er Bilas Mitzvah before the Kfur of the Mitzvah. Why? So Tesis says, Mishum Dichsif Ki Bolayich Lissayich Ve'amrin El Misha Kereses Bliz El Misha Yisr Yisokli Val Dikach Midbekbo U'boyim Lidei Pir Yom Rivyo U'lhoche Kovalei Yibir Lishim Abil Zizim. I think, now, I once discussed at the beginning of Suvitz, so I discussed the union of Shiva Sime Amishi. And I mentioned that there are two aloches in Shiva Sime Amishi. Because the Rambam says, and Shfano, the Mechaber also mentions it, I think. Mechaber also mentions it. Now, Yeish Leodom Liso Noshim Rabbi Rabois Keachot, Biyoy Mechot, Ubiborech Birchas Hasanim Nikulom Keachot, Abel Simcho, Tzorech Lismeach, Im Kol Achas Simcho Ruyolo. Im sulo zayin yomim, v'im du'ulo gimu yomim, v'im ya'ar v'im simcho b'simcho. V'im ya'ar v'im simcho b'simcho. So the Rambam says, suppose one gets married, he marries two women, two wives, the same time, it's muta. So then, he has to spend a separate Shiva Siman Ishte with each cow. He cannot celebrate Shiva Siman Ishte with both wives together. That's impossible. But as far as the halacha is that the day is chosom, so we say Shiva Baruch is called Shiva. So we don't say, now here he has to observe two Shiva Sime Amishte. So altogether 14 days. So let them say Shiva Baruch is, at every Sude within the 14 days, that's impossible. The Shiva Baruch is can be recited only the first 7 days, not 14 days. So what do we see from that? We see from there that there are two separate halachas. There is a halacha that the chosn is v'inu malach. That's a pirkei d'rabbeinu. I mean, it's a popular expression, chosn v'inu malach. It's a pirkei d'rabbeinu. Ma melech shoru b'simcho, a chosn chayu b'simcho kol shivo. Ma melech, eini osu b'locho, a chosn osu b'locho kol shivo. Ma melech, eini yitzin shuk. So, that's a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. What does it mean? That's a halacha. That a chosn, the Shem chosn, a chosn has a Shem chosn. Shem chosn, the first 7 days. So he has a Shem chosn. And the Shem chosn is mechayev the chosn in the chiyuv of simcha. He's mechayev the simcha. That's regular today. What is regular today? Don't take it's a regular kolis for it. Why? Because there is a mitzvah, samach b'chagecho. Chosn is mechuyev b'simcha. Chosn is mechuyev b'simcha. Chosn is mechuyev b'simcha. But by melach there is no chiyuv of simcha. It's just a mitzias in shor b'simcha. And chosn is mechuyev. Is mechuyev b'simcha. So the shem chosn is mechayev the chosn in simcha. And then there is another halacha. The Rambam says that the chosn aneisi is apsulo. He is mechuyev to be sameach imo. With the cow, 7 days. He's mechuyev to be sameach with the cow 7 days. I mentioned his story, an actual story that happened. It shouldn't happen, but it happened. A certain chosn who was many years in Shiva student, but was involved in all kinds of fraudulent activities, and from a nice family too. So at the chuppah, after the chuppah, at the meal, so some policemen came and they arrested him. They arrested him, the chosn. So naturally, he cannot be in kind. They didn't arrest The coward, he just arrested a chossi, so he cannot be behind the mitzvah of Sameach Imo Shivas Yomi. That's impossible. But even though he cannot be behind the mitzvah of Sameach Imo Shivas Yomi, but himself has to be shown the simcha. It's not easy if he's taken into prison to be shown the simcha, but al kedim, he's mechuyev to be shown the simcha. So it's two separate halachas. Now, the Rosh Hashanah is פרק י' מלכסי ששלוח יבייס וכן תיקנו חכומי שקולני סייפסו לו יסומי אחרי מושיב הסיומי אין איסיק במלאכתי ואין איסיק ניסים לשוק אלא איך הוא נשאיסי לסומח בין שו יבוכו בין שו יעלו ואם הוי סובו לו אין פוחס לגימו יומי שדקון את חכומי מי לבני סי ישראל שיסומח אם אבו לו גימו יומי בין בוכו בין עלו. So there is a chiyuv to be sameach with the kal. Now, when the sheva broches depend upon the shem chosn of the kal, and the chiyuv simcha that the chosn himself has to be shown with simcha, so that depends upon the shem chosn. But then there is another chiyuv to be sameach with the kal, imo. So mainly, if somebody is neisei a nisha, is neisei a nisha. So the Rambam says he's mechuyev to be sameach shivas yomi with each kal. Each kal, he may be simcha b'simcha. But sheva broches can only be recited in the first 7 days because then he has a shem chosn. And the chiyuv of simcha that is incumbent upon the chosn, even if he, for some reason, he cannot be together with the kal. Let's say even if he's arrested. So that is only in the first 7 days when he has a shem chosn. So Chosn Dei Melach, but then he has a chiyuv of being sameach with the kalas, not the 7 days. So let's say he married two women, two kalas. So he has a shem chosn only the first 7 days, and then he celebrates Shivas Yom HaMishneh with kalas number two. So he doesn't have a shem chosn, but he still mechuyev to be sameachim. Now the halacha that we say that the chosn has a din of regal. So it's not the chiyuv to be misaliyah the kale that is mafkiya teres. It's the fact that he, the gavre himself, is chayav simcha, like simcha zachar misamachti bechagecha. So that is mafkiya teres. That mafkiya. And the rai is that we say regularly today not only regarding the chosin, regarding the kale too. So the chiyuv of being misaliyah the kale is incumbent upon the chosin, but there is no chiyuv incumbent on the kalah to be samir the chosn. There is no such chiyuv. The kalah is mechuyev to be samir the chosn. The chosn is mechuyev to be misamir the kalah. Not that the kalah is mechuyev to be misamir the chosn. And still we say we gabe mei simo shel kalah also. So it's two separate halachos. So as a matter of fact, we see. Let's say suppose it's a. If an alman is nice in alman, so he's mechuyev to be sameach imo 3 days, but sheva brochas can be recited only 1 day. So, because insofar as Shem Chosn is concerned, bocho shenos apsulo has a Shem Chosn on Shem, bocho shenos almono has a Shem Chosn only 1 day, the first day, hasn't. And but as far as being sameach imo, so if someone is nice in apsulo, so he's mechuyev to be sameach imo 7 days, and if someone is nice in almono, he's mechuyev to be sameach 3 days. So it's two separate. I think that when Teisa says, "Kolli bilas mitzvah mishmichsiv kibolayu chesayich," v'amrim lo misha kereses bris el mishayim sei sokli v'al bitach mitbakbo uboy mi lepir yobrilo ulehochet. Calling the Bilo Vishenu Bilas Mitzvah, Bilo Vishenu Bilas Mitzvah. So Teisves explains why is there a heter for him to be Bilo Bilas Mitzvah. So Bishlam according to Rashi without the Bilas Mitzvah. So The Shiva's Mamishna wouldn't even begin. But according to Tesves, the Shiva's Mamishna would begin anyway. The answer is, the Shiva's Mamishna would begin anyway, according to Tesves. And the Gabre, he would acquire Hashem Chosn anyway. And he would be Mechuyev Misimcha anyway. But there is another mitzvah of being Sameach with the Kale. So the Bilas mitzvah is an integral part of being Sameach. That's why Tesves says, we should receive Kibbe Aalech Hasayim. So since al dikach mitbo, so this is part and parcel of being someyach with the kav. So that's why the chachamim were matter, because after all, the shivas mamish to begin anyway, and he is mechuyev to be someyach him too. If he will not be beil duas mitzvah, there will be diminution in the kiyum mitzvah of someyach him. That's why the chachamim said. Now, there is and this again, there is a very long taz. There is a very long taz, and then there is a very long nikudas hakesef. Simen Shin Mem Beis. So the Ta says, Shin Mem Beis, in Lechus Aves, near there. Maise Ira Bipsuo Shem Nisas Beul Shabes Vadai Eloi Nibar Uvim HaShabes Meisulim Shal Kala. What does it mean, Maise Ira Bipsuo Shem Nisas Beul Shabes? Not Eloi Shabes. The wedding took place as it was customary in Europe in the old days. Most of the weddings took place Friday afternoon. So he says, "Bipsuah shemisa b'ol Shabbos." It means kedem b'ol Shabbos. Friday night it's also to have a wedding, but Friday afternoon, v'adai v'nivalo, uvenim haShabbos meisayim v'shalakal. Friday night after the wedding, after the chuppah, and before the bilas mitzvah, the mother of the kala died naturally. Of course, not hal. The kvura would take place, would necessarily take place on Sunday, but the question was. Because some of the Talmid Chachomim said that here Tzitzas Lindim Rotsu Vitme is Din Zelikam. In other words, the same Allah. Of course, the Kura would take place on Sunday. I mean, couldn't have a Kura on Shabbos. So the Kura would take place on Sunday. The question was, how should the Kala be made? Should the chosn be beil duas mitzvah, and then after the kvura, so be beil shiras in yamishte, and then observe shiras in yamiris. So some of the chachomim ksas lomdim rotsu mitme is din zelikam. So a number of lomdim. So the task calls them lomdim. So they're probably real lomdim. So they said that the same halacha should apply. Of Neik Shirasim Amishte, Barakach Shirasim Abeles, and Beil Bilas Mitzvah. And the Taz says, man. The Taz says, man. All right, so it's a very long time. Then when he mentions certain riots, so the Nikudas HaKesef refutes the riots. And then he says, in connection with the Etzem Shaila, so Rabbi Yeruchem mentions the Machlokes Veshem. Now, so the Nikudas HaKesef says, Aber mashe torah bechinom, aber mashe torah bechinom torah. Wifi shekini meilom mivroorim berabbi miruchem, bechelik chavo, nisif chol beis, chelik beis, vizel mishem. Vim kinei skvo, veribo al adai, suppose the wedding took place, but before the bilas mitzvah, so he became an obo. Umes, kotzoim ha-beis eyei, achar ha-nisuni, shebirchu kvo, after the Nisuin and after the Sheva Brachas. So he suffered a bereavement. The Chosn suffered a bereavement. He says, Lo Yomiv. Yesh Mifoshim. I mean, so it might be that the Lo Yomiv, he just mentioned the fact, not that the Lo Yomiv is relevant, but we'll see that the Lo Yomiv is relevant. So, one second. What? Loyalty. No. Loyalty. Not a brother or sister, not the father. Not the father of the chosn. Not the father of the chosn. So, one second. Well, Yesh Mifarshi, so Rabbi Yochum says, 2 days. Yesh Mifarshi, She Kosvo, She Neyegi Meha Mishne, Vahakein Zayin Yimea Mez, Kmu She Mes Lo Mez Gerek, Ki Meacha She Bire Yo Birkas Nisuyin, Kvo Holo Olo Yimea Mishne. So some say that Yesh Bineyegi Meha Mishne, Vahakein Zayin Yimea Mez, like Mez Lo Mez Gerek, So what's the halacha basically is the raya? So he's not meik avelis anyonte, but vorin shemitzine is meik. So here too, he has to be meik shivas yimei amishte, v'hakein zayin yimei avelis, k'mo shemeitz v'meitz the raya. Ki me'acha shepire o'birkas nisuyin, k'vo cholo olof yimei amishte, v'af al pi lich shemeitz odi amrinon veyo duas mitzve. So here we should also say, that not just Neyi Shiras in Amishte, but the first it should be Beyon Bilas Mitzvah. He found out that a Kohen of his died before the Bilas Mitzvah. So he should be Beyon Bilas Mitzvah. He should be Beyon Bilas Mitzvah. So he says, no. Ba'af al-Pidach Shemei Sovi found him in the Beyon Bilas Mitzvah. The Nire, so the first portion. The Nire, the Lecholo, Lassim Chayachi, Yibayil. So in other words, he says, he emphasizes, Rashi Shikhi, because according to Tesis, the way the Shem Kubetzis explained in the Gemara, so even in the case of Mesonim Shalchosin and Mishalkala, before the wedding, after all the preparations were made and all the food is already set, so even in that case, so the Pilas Mitzvah is not necessary in order to introduce the Shem Sinai Mishnah. So is Bechuyah Bisimcha according to Tesis, even without the Pilas Mitzvah. But we see that first Moshe Rabbi Yeruchem agrees with Rashi that without the Bilas Mitzvah, so there is no Simche Chala Mechosn. In other words, he acquires the Shem Chosn through the Bilas Mitzvah. So he says, the Nira Yeruchem Cholo La Simche Achi Yibayil, Shah Mechosn, the Chola Adeles, Kedem Arisu, Rak Sheho Yohaki Mucho, Vilayalim Mehal Simche Lechai Yizayim Yimea Mishke, Achi Yibayil. ולפיכוך, בייל, קדם, שיוכלו לו, זיין ימי המשנה. אבל כאן, שכבו נוסו, כבו חולו, שמחו לו, ולא יבירה. ולפיכוך, אין בייל, עד שיעברו זיין ימי המשנה, וזיין ימי הבילס. כן, כוס ההפרה בביצחוק גייץ, והרב בדמית הקיין בצ'ום. That's what I'm going to say. That's the first thing. So in other words, so he says, so רביצחוק גייץ, והרב בדמית הקיין פסקו, in the case where after the chupi. And after the Birkas Nisuyin. So, the Chosn suffered the bereavement, not the bereavement of the father, but of some other one of the creator. So then, he has to observe Shiras Yimei HaMishne. So of course, so the Kvure is Kevar HaSmeisei, but it has a din like Kevar HaSmeisei B'Regel. So, what's the Aloche Kevar HaSmeisei B'Regel? He celebrates Yom Tov like every other Jew, like, but he's also on Bor Shevitzino. Right, so he celebrates Yom Tov. So here too, since he suffered the bereavement after the Nisuyin, so he was already a chosn. He already became a chuyim in Simcha. He already became a chuyim in Simcha. And even though he found out about the bereavement before the Bilas Mitzvah, so Rabbi Yitzchok Geis and the Rabbi Dov Takeyan, they both say that the Bilas Mitzvah is not necessary in order to introduce the Shiras Yimei HaMishneh. But why do we say here that it is necessary? So he says over there is different. Because over there, he suffered the bereavement before the chuppah took place. So the Chiyuv Simcha was not chal on him. The Chiyuv Simcha was not chal on him. Because he was already an Eden. He was already an Eden and a noble. He was already an Eden and a noble before. So, before the wedding, so the mele, when his king is the color of chupo, he doesn't become a chuyim simche, unless there is bilas mitzvah. In this case, at the time of the wedding, he was not a leader, he was not a noble, he was a normal person, like every other Jew. So the mele, he became a chuyim simche at that moment. Then, now later, so a brother of his, a sister of the chosn died. So as long as he became Yechuyah bin Simche before the bereavement, So the male of the Chiyuv Simcha is not Pocket. But if Chavitzo Gai's Shita had been that the Bilas Mitzvah introduces the Shiras in Amishte and he doesn't even require Ishan Kosi until Bilas Mitzvah, so how can he say that he became the Chuyuv Simcha before the bereavement? No! He doesn't become the Chuyuv Simcha until after the Bilas Mitzvah. So we see from the Mitzvah guys and the Rabbi David Akeir that ordinarily, in a normal situation, the Chuyuv Simcha arises immediately upon the Chuyuv, upon the Nisuyin, even before the Bilas Mitzvah. And maybe we can understand this, why we have Shema Broches in every case where the Kala is pierced and needle before the Chuyuv. Even though there is no Bilas Mitzvah, but the Chuyuv Simcha is not contingent upon the Shem Chosn and the Chuyuv Simcha, incumbent upon the Chosn, is not contingent upon the Bilas Mitzvah. But only where is it contingent? It's contingent in this case where he became a novel. He became an Einan, the novel, before the wedding. So at the time when his case is Lechupo, he's already has a Shem Ovo. So the Mele, it's necessary to have the Bilas Mitzvah. It's necessary to have the Bilas Mitzvah in order to that the Chiyuv Simcha should be Chal. So the question is this. We understand very well that the Chiyuv Simcha is Chal. The Chiyuv Simcha was Chal. The moment of the Chuppah, since the bereavement took place later on. But the question is, if the Chiyuv Simcha was Chal, so it already became the regel, so what effect will be the Bilas Mitzvah? So it seems from the Reb Yitzchok guys that even though two things we see from the Reb Yitzchok guys and the Rav David Akeir, that first of all, ordinarily, so the Shem Chosn is Chal immediately upon the Chuppah. Even before the Bilas Mitzvah. That explains as to why in every case where the Kala is pierced on Ido before the Chuppah, we still have Shem Broches. Because he has Shem Chosn and he is Chai B'Simcha. But in the case of Hoyo, Tifchei Tavuach, and Yeni Mozuk, and then Mei Shavim Shal Chosn and Moshal Kala, of Yishakala. So in that case, since at the time of the Chuppah he already has Shemaru, and even though it is before the Kvure, so it doesn't mean that before the Kvure he doesn't have the Shemaru. As far as the Shemaru is concerned, so the Shemaru arises immediately upon the missing. As a matter of fact, the Rambam says that Avelis Yimrishi is arising. And the Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Saloch Aleph, how do we know that Avilas Yimrishi is Raise? Because Aaron said to Meishe, Achal Techatos Ayei, Hayita Bein Yavishem. So what does it mean? That an Einin is also Lechel Bikotchi. But the Aloch is an Einin is also Lechel Bikotchi. And the Aloch, that an Einin is also Lechel Bikotchi, so even before the Kvure, an Einin is also Lechel Bikotchi. So when does the Diur of Aveles begin? Only after the Kvure, not before the Kvure. So how does the Rambam mention a Raya? That the Chiyuv of Diur of Aveles, in which is the Raya say, because Aaron said to Moshe Rabbeinu, O Chal Techatos Ayei, Hayita Bein Hashem. The reason is why Aaron said to Moshe, O Chal Techatos Ayei, Kli Hashem, because an Einin is also Mikotchi. An Einin is also Mikotchi. And the Einin is also Mikotchi before the Kvure. Even before the Kvore. And the Chiyuv of Aveles doesn't begin until the Kvore. So it's different Aloches. The answer is, the Rambam, now I mentioned the last year, that the Rambam is Sefer HaMitzvahs, and also the Rambam, you know, in the preamble, before every Aloche, he mentions all the mitzvahs that are discussed in a certain Aloche. So the Rambam is Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah HaMitzvahs, I think, he says, Shenitztavu HaKeyanu, So the Chiyuv of Aveles Yem Rishi de Reise is Michlaus in Kule, in the Mitzvah Voitach.